My slate's composed of me for president. You got Perry Mustafa, who's running for Regent Street and Little Titchfield. We've got Charlie Newson, who's running for Marylebone. We've got Adil, who's running for Cavendish. And lastly, we've got Stephanie Beams, who's actually running for an NUS delegate. And I think it's the first time we've done a slate with an NUS delegate.
Okay, that's interesting. Is that important for you guys? Because the NUS delegate spot is obviously very different to the VPs, because the VPs are about running the student union, whereas the NUS delegate spot is about sending someone to the National Union Students Conference and voting on national issues.
Well, she came up to us and she really wanted to be on our slate. And when it comes to elections, like, the more people you have who are helping you out, the better. So
Great. Okay, then. Let's talk about kind of the things that you picked out. Something that's picked out in your manifesto a lot is that you want to encourage enterprise. Can you just explain what that means? Because that feels a little bit, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Encourage enterprise. Basically, a lot of students, a lot of people in general, actually, have ideas of things that they would like to do, ideas of things that they would like to go through with, but they don't know how to go through with it. Kingston University actually has a really good enterprise thing called West Focus, where they help their students out when it comes to ideas. They hold an ideas competition for students to submit their ideas, and the students win £1,000. And they can take their idea then to West Focus, and West Focus will help them develop it.
Okay. That sounds sounds quite similar to Khaled has come up with an idea that seems quite similar to West Focus's idea. So that's interesting that you've both come across an idea there. Why is, like, giving students the opportunity to do things with their ideas important? And why is it the student union's job to do that?
Well, the student union is here to help students. We're here to represent students. And I feel like if I was elected as president of the student union, that I would want to kind of give back, because basically I was in that position 2 years ago where I had ideas, but I didn't know how to go through with my ideas. Yeah. And I was helped through with my ideas.
Okay.
And now I'd like to use my experiences to help other students who, say, have innovative ideas and help them get their ideas done.
Great. And is that idea, are you going to base the idea on the kind of, was it West Focus? Is that what the name was? Where you can, like, apply for £1,000 grant, was that?
It's not a £1,000 grant. They run a competition four times a year, I think.
Right.
Which is called the Bright Ideas Competition.
Okay. So how are you intending to fund all these clever ideas then?
Basically, one of the main ways I'm going to fund it is because the student union gets a budget.
Yep.
And I plan to use some of the budget to help students with ideas, to help run a competition similar to that. And the main
thing, student union budget is very stretched as it is. I mean, we here at Smoke, you know, we just, like all societies, you know, struggle with funding. And the student union, you know, has so much money. So it sounds like quite a big project, and it sounds like it might need some, like, extra fundraising to be able to kind of give more money that is already stretched behind so far between all these different societies.
The thing is with enterprise ideas is that if it's a really good idea, say they win the £1,000, or say they win this, enterprise ideas can also bring back quite a lot of money as well.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's talk about, the 2 points, to create social spaces for students. There's kind of already lots of social spaces here on the Harrow campus. Is that more of a central campus?
Yes, more of a central campus.
Where is there
thing?
A big problem with...
Back when I was in first year, we had the intermission.
Yep.
And the intermission
was... it's more about like the bar rather than like an actual social space with sofas and stuff, because there's kind of lots of those dotted about. Okay.
Yeah, like just a lounge, people can go there, they can chill out, meet new people, because intermission for me when I was in first year was quite a big thing when it came to meeting people.
Yeah. So are you sort of saying that you're going to, if you were elected, you'd push to bring back an on-campus bar in the central London campus, because obviously there's one here at Harrow?
Yes.
You would? Okay. And what sort of form would that take? Would it be back in the basement and the second floor of Marylebone and impossible to find?
I've scouted about a few rooms in Marylebone. A lot of them do seem already used or already occupied. I'll continue scouting about rooms, but if not, then probably in that space.
So it'd be literally reviving Intermission as it was.
In a way.
Okay.
With a few changes.
What sort of changes?
Basically, more games, more things to play, like pool, table football.
Okay.
Maybe even like a little ice hockey thing.
Okay, cool. That sort of stuff. Great. And the other thing that I want to talk to you about, because, and this is something I've essentially spoke to everyone about, apart from Callum actually, is everyone spoke about the need for unity. And that's one of your goals, is to bring about unity across the campuses. Now, that's a massive, massive task. How on earth are you going to tackle that?
I know, that is a really big task. One thing I've noticed while in the university is that every campus really does feel like divided. Every campus does feel like they only know people from that campus unless they get involved in extracurricular activities. And being someone who I transverse all the campuses.
Okay.
Feels like I have my friends from Regent Street campus, my friends from Cavendish campus, my friends from Marylebone campus, but a lot of people from Marylebone say don't know a lot of Cavendish people. And
so Regent, how do you bring them all together?
Well, do you remember the variety show?
Yep.
I think that was a really good idea.
So the variety show, for you guys who don't know, we celebrated 175 years of Westminster this year, Westminster University. So, or maybe not as it was, but certainly in its entire history. And they had a kind of talent show of all the different good things from the different campuses. So you were saying that was kind of...
I found that a really good idea because it brought together the SSAs from each campus and brought together talent from each campus, because it was promoted throughout all the campuses.
So it's more of a, so your way of bringing unity is going to be running events,
multi-campus events. Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay then. Now, something your slate is kind of running on is the idea that they're going to be very good at running events, and you do say in your manifesto as well that you've run lots of events before, and that's really important. And I know to students, going to university events is important, but do you feel you kind of focus a little bit too much on there, because there's not much politics in your kind of politics manifesto? Do you feel like you're missing something, maybe? Or
the thing is with events is it isn't just like party events, but events can kind of encompass everything, like a career fair to variety show to other things.
Yeah.
And when we say events, we mean kind of the whole range of events and not just like particular events.
Yeah. So, but what about things like, you haven't mentioned anything about like the online submission campaign, the prioritise students, not corporation, things like that, things that matter to students on a really local level, and the kind of things that are more about than just kind of meeting other people.
There's also actually, it's actually a part of the Encourage Enterprise, but you get a word limit on that.
Oh, okay.
One of the other things in Encourage Enterprise is encourage it in the field of careers and jobs.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm pushing as well is to basically encourage students to start their careers before they finish university, so that when they do eventually graduate, they're kind of just not plopped down into the world, but they hit the ground running and they already have some experience in their relative fields.
How would you help them do that?
Run more job fairs. That's one of the main ones, as in I think we had one job fair so far.
Okay.
Run them more frequently. Job fairs is one, but then there's also, we have basically like get in touch with, say, corporations, ask them if they want any interns, do a kind of like a corporation Westminster program where we give various corporations like, say, interns which say can work on Saturdays or something, and it's a win-win situation because students are getting experience and the companies are getting interns.
Yeah. Okay then, well that's really interesting. Now we just spoke to Callum who spoke his manifesto is kind of leads on kind of talking about not only local issues but national issues. Now, is that something that, because your manifesto speaks a lot about kind of what you do on campus, mm-hmm. And the Student Union for the last 2 years has been running on this kind of apolitical stance, so the idea that the Student Union shouldn't have kind of an opinion on wider politics, especially kind of education policies at Westminster government. Is that something that you would continue in your presidency? Like, is it important for the student union to say, for example, to have an opinion on the current status of tuition fees?
The thing is, whether we have an opinion on it or not, I think the tuition fees are there to stay, at least until someone else gets elected. I think the tuition fees are going
to
stay.
But is it important for you to have that opinion and be vocal about it? Because if you have an opinion and you campaign, then you may be able to influence people that are going to be kind of re-elected at a later point. I think that was...
We personally choose to kind of focus more on university issues and things that the student union can affect.
Yeah. But isn't it the point of the student union that to involve itself in whatever affects student union members, so and that's students, and if students are affected by tuition fees, shouldn't our student union be fighting with the National Union of Students to affect that? Because our union is very different in every other most other student unions kind of have an opinion on these big important things, whereas ours doesn't. I'm just interested why you think that it's right to stay remain kind of opinionless.
Well, as I said before, as in, like, we could have an opinion, and we can fight for that opinion. I'm personally a believer in that it's always good to fight for something like you really believe in.
Yeah.
But the tuition fees, I do think they are here to stay.
Right.
I do think the tuition fees are here to stay.
Given up on the free education.
I haven't given up, but I think it's a thing where we as students have to say, wait until the next election, because I think the people who are in now, they're stuck, but they're basically not going to lower tuition fees.
Yeah.
So wait until the next election and then encourage students to vote for someone who is going to lower the fees.
Yeah. But if you're in that role as a student union and you're encouraging people to vote this way or that, isn't that you having an opinion?
Yeah, I guess I'm not having an opinion.
Okay. So, okay. Well, let's just chew over your points again and wrap up again. So you're on the High Five slate.
Yes.
How can we get in touch with that if people have been inspired to kind of support your campaign?
They can get in touch with it. We have a Twitter, which is @High5Westminster.
And it's HI5, the number five, yep.
Yeah, Westminster.
Okay, great. And do you have a Facebook as well?
We have a Facebook event called Vote High Five Number One.
Cool.
Hashtag
number one. Yeah. Yep. Awesome. And then your personal, do you have a personal Twitter, or what's the best way for people to get in contact with you if they have any questions?
People can contact me through my Twitter, which is, it's a long Twitter. It's hard. It's @T2AJI. So T2AJI.
Great. Okay. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us here on the Punk and Politics Show. You're listening to Smoke Radio. And this is
The Punk and Politics Show. Loving punk and making politics easy. Boom!